Well, how are you doing today, guys? Hey, it's getting close to Christmas. Oh, humbug. Anyway, here's a news item that, pertains... I remember this place. This news item happened in Pattaya in Thailand. And I've got some great memories there. It's a place you must see, but don't stay that long. Anyway, this is a 45-year-old Thai femon. And apparently she was a bar girl. And she went with this 71-year-old male. Nothing wrong with that, see it all the time. Anyway, she went into his room, but she wasn't seen for about 4 days. So eventually the manager thought he'd have to take a look in the room, so he used the spare key. And he found her decomposing body on the bed. The 71-year-old man was still living there. So they questioned him, and he said he didn't even know she was dead. He said she came back to his room, but she did a lot of sleeping. Anyway, the police investigated her friends. And they said that she had a very big drinking problem. She was an alcoholic and had been for some time. And the 71-year-old man said it again. He said he had no idea she was dead. But the police are finding it a little bit hard to believe that, because the body started to decompose and smell. But me, personally, I don't think there's anything bad happened here. I think she just naturally... And maybe he was scared he would be accused of something. It says he got her from a bar, but he probably got her from the beach road. They stand on the beach road. They're freelancers. Generally, they don't work the bars because they either have a drinking problem or a drug problem or both. Anyway, the police couldn't find anything like a struggle in the room or anything. But you see, that's the way it happens, isn't it? If a femon dies, a nearest man is always the suspect. Because apparently femons don't die naturally. Well, of course they wouldn't. They're perfect. Same if a femon goes walking in the forest and she slips and falls down an embankment. They scour the whole area for the nearest male. Funny, when a man dies, he just dies, even if a femon's in bed with him. She's not considered a suspect at all. So basically, when a femon dies, the man has to take the responsibility and the accountability. Anyway, guys, what do you think? I think she died naturally. But why the male didn't notify the manager at the hotel, I don't know. They said when they interviewed him, he seemed a bit confused. The same old thing, though, guys. We're guilty until proven innocent. Take it easy. I'll put a link to the news item down below.